I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and it's A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. We're going to talk about brain age and how midlife habits can actually shape your brain's future. This is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and we're joined by Dr. William Beecroft, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. The age of our brain, Dr. Beecroft, is it the same age we are?
Not necessarily. In many respects, your brain is as young as you really think, if you want to think about it that way. You keep it active, you keep it busy, and you can stay crisp until you're well into your 90s and 100s. If you don't, it slows down. There's a natural slowing down that happens, what's called mild cognitive impairment. You just don't process things as quickly. And that causes you to just not be as quick in your thinking.
So are you saying use it or lose it?
Absolutely. That's a good way of looking at it. Use it or lose it.
Okay. So as a doctor, if you are estimating one's brain age, what are you looking for in them?
You're looking for the ability to come up with new ideas, to be able to remember things, to be able to process information quickly. And when I say that, it's like you get a new piece of information, you kind of incorporate it then into conversation with others. That's processing it, being able to use it in the real world, not just to think about it and say, oh, that's kind of interesting, but to actually process it and use it. Use it in your day-to-day life. You come up with learning how to run a computer or learning how to use a new app on your phone, or, you know, those kinds of things are that processing information to be able to kind of integrate that. And the other piece is looking at your verbal memory, not only learning new words, but being able to use words appropriately, pick the right words, being able to find those.
So what role then does dementia play in all of this? I mean, can you actually do your very best to use it and to expand your horizons as you age, but you're saddled with dementia and you've got this complication, you just can't do it? That plays into it too, doesn't it?
Well, dementia is not inevitable. Even if you have genetic loading for dementia, you can fight it off. There's things that you can do to be able to help that. What's good for your heart is good for your head. It's a good way of thinking about it. So the same sorts of things that go into taking care of your heart, your lungs, being able to do exercise, being able to keep your cholesterol under control, especially your HDLs, you want those high, you want your LDLs low, to be able to keep physically active, and they talk about roughly 120 minutes of some type of aerobic exercise every week. So that's roughly 30 minutes, 5 days a week that you're doing that. Those are really important things to be able to take care of yourself. And dementia is kind of a very global term. There's multiple different types of dementia. There's Alzheimer's disease, there's Parkinson's related dementia, there's vascular dementia from small strokes. And there's other ones as well.
So can you expand a little bit more on why is it that exercise helps in this? Not just exercising the brain, but your overall health and exercising your body.
Well, the same sorts of things that you get from your heart. When you exercise, you get really physical strength. You get new blood supply. You get more oxygen that's circulated around the blood. But you also decrease inflammation. And we know that inflammation causes a huge amount of damage for our internal organs and the vasculature, the blood vessels in your brain and elsewhere in your body. It also contributes to depression. So it really is a big issue to be able to keep your body well.
We're talking with Dr. William Beecroft, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, on our A Healthier Michigan here today, as we take a look at brain age and its impact. And we're trying to stave off the brain growing older and becoming less useful. So maybe you have a few more practical tips on how we can do that.
Some of the simple things are is to keep your use of TV and social media and the phone, electronic devices, keep that to a modest amount of activity. couple hours a day. It's when you start using that as your primary social resource, that can be problematic because you're not interacting with it. You're receiving information, but you're not, as they say, processing it. You're not thinking about it. You're not talking with other people. And that is really a very important piece of being able to stay socially active, get out, do things. If you're a senior citizen, get out to senior citizens activities. Do these kinds of things that can be helpful for you. Even though it may sound kind of silly, just being able to play cards or being able to do a puzzle with others, be able to talk about politics. Even if you don't like what the other person's saying, you're still talking about things and being able to process and get feedback of what you're thinking. Those kinds of things keep you sharp. I'm 72, coming up on 72, I'm still working. I think it helps me to stay quick and active because I have to work with a lot of younger people and they don't want some old guy telling them what to do. If you're with them, you're working with them, then you're just part of the pack. You're part of the group that's working together. And that is really helpful to keep your brain sharp.
I love that story. Thank you for sharing it. And what I'm hearing here is that human connection is always important. And it really does trump technology, it sounds like. There's a role for technology, but that human connection, there's nothing that will replace that, is there, Dr. Beecroft?
No, there isn't. And if you are someone that is homebound, can't get out with senior citizens, which is tough to say because there's all kinds of ways of being able to do this. There's all kinds of transportation and that sort of thing. But even doing things like Jeopardy or, doing Wheel of Fortune, being able to play the game with them. Mm-hmm. That's really important stuff to do because, again, you're interacting not with a person, you're interacting with a TV, but you're thinking it through and you're using all of those resources. The more you use the multiple senses we have, the more stimulus the brain gets. If you have difficulty with hearing, be able to do as best you can to get hearing aids if you need them or a headset or something like that you can be able to interact because sound, if you don't get that sound or oral feedback and stimulus of the brain, you have a higher likelihood of becoming more demented if you have dementia to start with. So this is something that's really important as well. Vision, other senses are important, but that hearing really seems to be a real trigger for a rapid decline in dementia if you don't continue to get that stimulation. So it's really important to take care of your ears and your hearing, also your vision as best you possibly can as well. Those are the real strong stimuluses that we have.
I see a role for radio playing in this.
Absolutely.
Dr.
Beecroft.
Yes, exactly. Dr. Beecroft, great talking with you today and making us think about the importance of our brain and how we can help it age better. Dr. William Beecroft, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And for more information on this topic, our listeners can go to miBlueDaily.com. From Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.